To this service, special service, as we come together to remember and give thanks for those whom we've loved and lost. And we do so in the context of worship of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for being here. You're most welcome, even if you're a regular, certainly if you're a regular, or if you're one of our guests today, we're delighted to have you with us. We want to thank those who prepared the tea for us and everything else that goes with it, so thank you to them. Everything you'll need for this particular service you'll find on the sheet in front of you. But as we begin, let me lead us in a brief prayer. So a moment just to reflect and gather our thoughts, and then I'll lead us. Father of compassion, you pity your children. And as we gather, we are aware that many hurts are represented. Please would you draw near to us this afternoon to comfort us, to give us hope, and to give us peace. And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You might have noticed that many of the carols are tinged with sadness, and you'll notice that as we sing some carols this afternoon. And this first one we're going to sing, in the third verse, it talks about those whose journey now is hard, whose hope is burning low. And then it calls us halfway through that verse, "Oh, listen to the news of love, to the news of a king, a newborn king, to the news of Christmas." Let's stand together and sing "It Came Upon the Midnight Clear."
Thank you.
Please do take a seat, rest beside the weary road, and hear the angels sing. The Lord Jesus taught his followers to pray to our Heavenly Father, and it is good to know, however deep our distress, anger, perplexity, or numbness, there is a God who is near and not distant to those who call upon him. So if you feel able to, please join in these words as we pray them together, printed on the sheet there, beginning Our Father. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Trevor.
The Dawning by George Herbert. Awake, sad heart, whom sorrow ever drowns. Take up thine eyes, which feed on earth. Unfold thy forehead gathered into frowns. Thy Saviour comes, and with him mirth. Awake, awake, and with a thankful heart his comforts take. But thou dost still lament and pine and cry and feel his death, but not his victory. Arise, sad heart, if thou dost not withstand Christ's resurrection, thine may be. Do not by hanging down break from the hand which, as it riseth, raiseth thee. Arise. Arise, and with his burial linen dry thine eyes. Christ left his grave clothes, that we might, when grief draws tears or blood, not want a handkerchief.
Very helpful imagery. That last image there was very helpful to me personally this past year. Jesus, of course, was no stranger to pain and distress, and in Lazarus he lost somebody who was very dear to him. And this next carol reminds us that he suffered, or he graced this place of tears when he was broken on the cross. And so it says in the middle verse here, he comes to heal the brokenhearted. Again, we stand to sing.
Set his love. Please be seated. We now come to a time of prayer. Comfort us with your love, O God. Wrap us in your strong embrace. Shelter us from the storm, O Lord. Envelop us in your tender care. By day we pour out our heartache to you. By night we give you our racing thoughts. In you we take refuge. In you we are not afraid. For you hold us strong. You hold us safe. Calm my fearful heart, O God. Still my anxious mind, O Lord. For all my life is found in you. All my being is given to you. All my hope begins in you. Thank you, Lord, for hearing me. Heavenly Father, you know us far better than we know ourselves. You know our pain, our sorrow, our regrets, and our guilt. Please help us to seek comfort from the Comforter and counsel from the Counselor. May your Holy Spirit ease our hearts and quiet our minds, bringing the peace beyond all understanding and reassurance of your eternal love and grace for each of us. Lord God, you know us in our suffering and grief for our loved ones who are no longer with us. You understand our sense of loss and hurt for relationships that will no longer carry on. Help us to hold true memories of those relationships, to remember the times of laughter and love, of intimacy and compassion, with increasing fondness. Give us the words to speak and the desire to share, so we can help those around us, and in doing so, give meaning to those memories and consolation to our aching hearts. Abba, Father, let your Son's glorious light shine into our darkness to draw us on to be ever closer to him, to see more clearly your love and your compassion. May Lord Jesus guide us on the path you have set before us and give us the strength to keep our eyes on him who gave everything to bring us the certain hope of eternal life in you. May the light of his presence bring us peace and help us bear the weight of grief. All these things we ask in Jesus' mighty name, for his praise and glory. Amen.
Thank you for those thoughtful prayers, Fred, and for our reading from Trevor earlier on. Thank you very much indeed. Well, the names on the tags which have been put on the Christmas tree here, each one reminds us of a very precious person to us. And there will be some, of course, who aren't named, who are precious to us, whom we carry in our hearts today and whom we miss deeply. I'm going to read out those names in just a moment. And then afterwards there will be a period of silence just to reflect. And then the musicians will lead into our next carol, and as they do so, do feel free to stand and to sing Silent Night with them. Let me just pray. Father, we thank you for each life represented, either with a tag on the Christmas tree or someone we hold in our hearts today. Thank you for the precious gift that they were and all that they meant to us. And we name before you Peggy Giles, June Simmons, Barbara Silverman, Hugh Gordon, James McCoustra, Eve Newman, Herman Caratl, Robert Payton, Effie Peyton, George Carmichael, Sheila Gardner, Caroline Sears, Uncle Michael Stennett, Babs Legg, Brian Williamson, Dudley Hyatt, Olive Gornall, Jean Woodywis, Nina Kornikova, Alan Scott, Frank Cooper, Boody, Raymond Vickery, Wirianto, Cliff Havinden, Nora Stone, Lisa Jane Jones, Nigel Sewell, Richard Sherwood, Ruth Leake, Derek Leake, Desmond Farman. For these and others in our hearts, we give you thanks. Please take a seat for our reading from the Bible.